Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today presents his new government to Parliament for approval. The coalition relies heavily on parties that support Jewish settlements in the occupied territories and oppose an independent Palestinian state. Sharon has removed Benjamin Netanyahu, his main rival within the Likud party, from his post as foreign minister. Netanyahu tentatively has agreed to become finance minister. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
President George W. Bush called Prime Minister Sharon to wish Sharon a happy 75th birthday and discuss the possible war in Iraq. According to a statement from Sharon's office, President Bush also confirmed that after the disarmament of Saddam Hussein, attention would return to the Mideast peace process. Sharon responded that he remained committed to the U.S.-backed roadmap for a Palestinian state. Political analyst Hemi Shalev with the Maariv newspaper says that's a position Sharon may find hard to sell to his own cabinet.
If he just says it's President Bush, I don't think there's a problem. But there may be a problem when he brings it to the cabinet, because if you count the ministers, count their opinions, it's very doubtful whether Sharon has a majority, for example, for a provisional Palestinian state, which is part of the Bush framework for peace.
Besides Sharon's Likud party and the secular center-right Shinui party, the coalition will include two right-wing parties, the National Religious Party and the National Union. The NRP is a strong supporter of the effort to settle Jews in the Palestinian territories, and the National Union includes lawmakers who advocate the mass transfer of Palestinians out of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The right-wing parties are implacable opponents of a Palestinian state. Today's events included startling changes in fortune for two top Likud party members, one a loyal soldier to Sharon, the other his most powerful rival. Foreign Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who challenged Sharon for the party leadership, was told by Sharon that he would have to move to the finance post. He initially refused, but Israeli television later said he would accept the finance position if he were also named deputy prime minister. The finance minister, Sivan Shalom, was given the high-profile foreign minister's job. Political analyst Reuven Hazan at Hebrew University says when it comes to presenting Israel's case to the world, the differences between Netanyahu, the master of the polished soundbite, and Shalom couldn't be greater.
Sivan Shalom, who is by training an economic expert, is now being pushed into the foreign ministry where he has no knowledge whatsoever. Even his ability to speak English is seriously circumscribed.
Hazan believes Sharon intends to keep a tight grip on foreign policy issues and will attempt to steer away from the most hardline suggestions within the cabinet regarding the Palestinians. But he says those who were looking for some version of the national unity government Sharon said he wanted after winning the elections will find this coalition perched firmly on the right wing.
And there's no more extreme right wing in Israeli politics than National Union and the National Religious Party. That these two parties have veto power on anything he does shows that the Israeli government right now has painted itself into a rather tight spot.
Some analysts believe the makeup of this government is a sign that Israel is looking to focus on domestic issues. But they caution that events, in Iraq or here at home, could easily push the Israeli-Palestinian conflict back onto the front burner. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.